Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, hello, hello. It feels good to be back on a Friday evening. I am your host, Devontae Little. This Sports on the Line, I am getting you ready for the MLB weekend. And what a weekend it's going to be. It's, I mean, filled with baseball as we do get closer to the NFL season. Oh, I can't wait. So this will be strictly baseball. If you guys want to chime in on whatever baseball, go right ahead. If you want to get to the NBA free agency, if you want to ask how I feel about what has happened all summer, go right ahead. How I feel about this and that, I'm always available for your questions and answers. You can also follow me on Twitter at Devontae Little. Add me on Facebook at Devontae Little. I still got a good number of friends to add. So, I mean, Twitter, of course, is unlimited. I'm on Instagram, too. We can always have a conversation. But, you know, it's a lot to get to in the baseball world. Just want to have a little fun. Just tell you how I feel about certain teams and all of this. As I sit here, I do not have any baseball games up on my screen. So in the meantime of me doing this show, I have to get the game on. I don't know what I'm doing right now. And I also have to get my phone to charge, because right now it's not charging fast. You know, you have the S8, and you know how the new Samsung Galaxies work, and it has to do fast charging. I don't know why in the world my phone isn't charging right now. I mean, maybe I should turn it off and on, but that's probably what I'm going to do, and that's just what I've done, because I'm not understanding. I mean, I spent the last 3 minutes, well, 3 minutes before the show trying to get that going, but I am going to get the games on so I can watch it. I think I'm going to be watching Chris Sale pitch. I think that's something I do want to see. Maybe the Indians. I think I should turn to the Indians. The Indians are in town. For you guys that don't know, I just love the Indians. They're not my favorite team. You guys know it's the Yankees. I will get to the Yankees in a moment on the Aaron Judge situation. And I'm just excited to be back. It's been a while. It's been a lot going on. But I'm trying to do everything I can to stay, you know, with you guys. Because we're getting close to the NFL season, getting close to college football. Next thing you know, we're going to get to the NBA season, the hockey season, and college basketball. We get back to living it up. But I am going to start, and as I am talking, I'm going to get the Red Sox game. I think that's the game I want to watch, too. I think that's the game I want to watch. Get it on my PlayStation. I'll put the games on there, and I will be watching the Tigers due to the fact that I am here in Detroit. Only can watch them on Fox Sports. And I can't listen to Dan Dickerson and Jim Price. And during the fact that I am doing the show, the great radio crew that we have in Detroit. So as I get, hopefully everything works accordingly. I usually have this up before I start the show. And, you know, I want to make it a 7 o'clock start time, especially when it comes to games coming on at 7. I want to be here as these games start. And that's just, we used to start at 7. You know, we did. So now I'm just trying to get my charger to work and still not doing it. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I have to unplug anything or what. I mean, I don't understand charging on this phone. Like, and this is not an original charger either. it's a very annoying process. Here we go. I just changed plugs, and now here we go. We're good to go. So by the time I finish with the show, I am in good health here for my phone. Yankees game might be postponed due to the weather. I think it's supposed to rain all day in the Bronx. If the Weather Channel is correct, then yeah. Because right now, it's a delay. It's a delay on the game. So, other games around the league, the Mets and the Pirates will be starting. And, of course, you know the Indians and the Tigers. The Twins and the Red Sox, I think that's the matchup I want to see on the early part. The Orioles game is delayed as well, but I do believe that game will be played because of the fact that I looked at the Weather Channel in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's supposed to rain for the next couple of hours, maybe an hour and a half. Between 8 and 9, it's going to stop. So, you know, I'm just going to assume that they will continue to have their games. They will have their game tonight, especially, and I'm trying to get the schedule up for tomorrow. The time will be 7 o'clock tomorrow, and it will be sunny in Baltimore, so you wouldn't have to worry about that for the rest of the weekend. For you Baltimore fans. So I'm going to go live into Boston. I think that's where I want to hit. Maybe I'll turn to the Nationals game, and I'll get to other games too throughout the course of the show. But I am going to start with Aaron Judge being on the DL. Yeah, you know, I want to talk Yankees for a minute. Because, and if you don't know, Aaron Judge is out at least 3 weeks. With the wrist injury, he is on a DL, so he's going to be out for 3 weeks. He was drilled in the right wrist. It's a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. And it was such a crucial hit, and I'm gonna look at it. So then I saw it yesterday, and it was, and he just, he was so upset at it, and he got hit pretty hard. And I'm trying to see who was pitching. I don't even know who's pitching. But he did stay in the game. He singled in the second inning. He did finally leave the game in the fourth. He got an MRI and the news wasn't good. He had chip fracture of the right wrist. The Yankees estimate he won't be able to swing a bat in the game situation for 3 weeks. So we'll see what happens in the meantime. And I must say that I am actually, I just saw a commercial. I'm watching the Red Sox. The Red Sox broadcast, and I saw a commercial with Specs Howard. And I just so happened to see Nick. Nick was one of the instructors there. And, you know, I went there. I was a graduate there. So I just wanted to stress that out. I thought that was just really cool. And he was just a cool instructor. That's where I learned the lighting and camera work and all that good stuff. Everything on the camera work and editing. And it was fun. Great stuff. So, yeah, I know a little something, you guys. Just to brag a little bit. And I was just so surprised to see it on the Boston Red Sox broadcast. I mean, I guess they show commercials. It's crazy. I seen it on the Red Sox broadcast, but I'm turning to the Tigers right now. It was not on the Tigers one. Thought it was. But anyway, back to Aaron Judge. You know, I always said can't swing the bat game situation for 3 weeks, and it's probably looking closer to a month in realistic time. And they probably want him to go to the minors rehab assignment, you know. And that's going to be tough on the Yankees in the American League East because the Red Sox are just that dominant. And if you haven't watched the Boston Red Sox all year, for whatever reason it is, you need to watch them tonight. I know they're playing the Twins. I think this is going to be tight. I know that they lost yesterday. It was a very good game, and they had a chance to win, but Fernando Rodney came through. I would say it looked like he was in trouble. He came through. But if Boston is 4.5 games up, now that's the only thing on the Yankees, but the Yankees have to win because Seattle is behind them in the wild card spot. Oakland's right there too. And Oakland is just so good. So it just lets you know, like, how the Yankees are going to need this. Now, they are 65-36. They had a 7-2 win against the Royals yesterday, last night. They do play, and I said they play in the same division as the Red Sox, 4.5 games better, 71-33. And, you know, the second straight year, Aaron Judge has been great. He leads this. He's doing very good on the average, 285. You will take it for a guy who strikes out. 26 homers. He's fifth in the majors in WAR, according to FanGraphs, 5.1. The Yankees offense is still good. And they do lead the MLB and WRC at 114. But Aaron Judge is easily their best hitter. You know, they upgraded their roster. They got Zach Britton. Got Jerry Happ. Yeah. And you want to know how I feel about it? It's great. You got Jerry Happ, who's a dominant lefty. You needed some starting pitching. And you just got yourself another reliever. You're probably going to use Britton in eighth inning, but you can use him in anything. He's ready. Zach Britton is that good. I know he's not the same, but he's still a good pitcher, still effective. Then when you look on paper, they're going to probably lose a couple of games. It's probably going to happen. The Yankees will. You know, I know they're going to get a big impact from Zach Britton. Jay Happ will have one of these starts this weekend. And you're looking at Aaron Judge to return in late August, early September. Yankees roster would be better. I mean, they're having some injury issues. They just got to hope that they can win. Them losing that AL East is just such a big deal. And, you know, you're looking at both of them making the playoffs. And you're going to look at one of them to guarantee a ALDS series, you know, ALDS for a 5-game series. The other team is going to be looking at the wild card, which is always a coin flip game. Usually that team that's at the bottom of that wild card, you know, who's that number 5 team, they don't do that. They usually do their part. And it's going to be interesting, too, because, I mean, if they play Seattle, Seattle's offense can match up. Look at Oakland, they're just believing. Oakland ain't even supposed to be in this spot. They're not. They are. It looks like both teams are going to win over 100 games, which would be crazy. One of them is going to probably lose before the ALDS starts. The injury to Aaron Judge is huge. They got to try to get a comeback. Now, people talk about the schedule with the Yankees. Yes, 65-36. That's good. And they're looking to win 100 games, possibly. And you can look at that from the Red Sox, as I said. 949-270-5945. How will the Yankees go without Aaron Judge? How will this go? Looking at their schedule. Now, they got the Royals. That's good. They got the Orioles. You're in good shape. But you got a 4-game series with Boston. I was looking forward to it. I told you guys I would hype it up come August the 1st. That show, I would hype it up. Even though I would be here on Thursday at 7 o'clock, I would hype it up for the whole weekend. And then they go to Chicago. That should be a fairly easy one. And the Rangers, all you got to do is pitch. If you go ahead and pitch, you got to go pitch for pitch because Boston's got the pitchers. You go pitch for pitch with them. And then you will be all set. You will be very good. That's the main game. They're making up that Mets game on the 13th. You're looking at a return if he comes back, maybe in a series against Detroit. You already know how that goes. Every time somebody got to play Detroit, the best player come back, or one of the most impacted players come back. Or if you're them, you want to wait until you go to Oakland, so you got to play Oakland, Seattle, Minnesota. That's when you should have him back. Unless you want him to get his feet wet. Got a 4-game series with the Tigers at the end of August. That last weekend in August. going into Labor Day. If you want him to do it, go right ahead. It's going to be here before we know it. New York still has a good chance at winning this division if they just pitch well. And they still have all, like, Giancarlo's got to be the main point now, and he's starting to get his bat going. He has to be the main point. So now we look at Boston Red Sox schedule. They had to get Minnesota. They did lose yesterday. I'm going to turn to it right now. I know the game has started. And Kyle Gibson was phenomenal. And I thought he would be. And my pick was taking the under. I thought he would be very good. And once again, I'm going to take the under. Why not? Just keep the trend going. And it was Chris Sale. He's been that dominant. So you pretty much can take the under. And you just got to hope Boston's offense don't go crazy. But anyway, they get the Phillies starting Monday, which I can't wait. Now, that's another game I'm going to watch. I'm watching a lot of Boston Red Sox for the next week. I am. I'm tuned in on Monday. When I'm here, when I'm live on air at 7 o'clock Monday, I'm tuned in. I'm going to love the Minnesota series. Loved the game yesterday. To get the Yankees, we'll see what happens. That's an interesting four-game series. You already know they're going to have Sunday night. The Sunday night game. Now they get Toronto, they go to Baltimore, and then they get Phillies again. And this time they will go to Philadelphia. But I think the interesting series will be against Cleveland. Tampa Bay is going to be interesting. Tampa Bay has some fight in them. Love watching Tampa Bay. But Boston, they have that schedule. Okay, it's going to get tough when September hits because they get the Braves. They go to Atlanta. That's going to be a little toughy. You get Houston coming into town. Maybe that Sunday, that's the opening week of football, September 9th. They get the game with Houston. They're going to try to – so they still got to determine the time for that thing goes with a lot of other Sunday games. For that September. They still don't have a time, and they don't have a time for the series against the Mets. But September is going to be their hardest month. Just because they got two series with the Yankees, and it'd be very exciting to see, especially the end of September, that last weekend, the 28th, 29th, and the 30th, they're going to be facing each other. And that could be for the division. That's what you love to see. You love to see those two teams go at it. If you was to ask me, if I was to pick who was going to win the division, it will be Boston. I want it to be the Yankees. I'm going to hope that it's the Yankees. But just the way Boston's playing, it's remarkable. And it's a scary lineup. Yankees got better pitching. That was my thing. Boston has the better hitters. Yankees better pitching. Let's see where's the strong point. Who's going to be more effective? That's the big question for me. And they're struggling to hit home runs. That's going to be an issue too. I'm sure, like I said, I think the game will be rained out today. They'll probably do a doubleheader tomorrow. I would assume. The game is at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Sure. Mets already up 3-0. If you want to know why, Michael Conforto, homers. Instead, I like the under 9. I would have selected the Mets to cover plus 1.5. I would have. And I probably should have. There will be a brief rain shower in Detroit in about 20 minutes. So maybe it says light rain though. So probably calm down a little bit. I like a lot of unders tonight. I like Oakland and Colorado. This is a series I can't wait to watch. This is a 6-game win streak by the Oakland A's. This is a road trip that has been dramatic and unbelievable for the Oakland A's. It all ends in Colorado this weekend. This is the matchup for me. And the Oakland A's, they won 6 straight games. They're 61-43. They finished a 4-game sweep at the Rangers with a 2nd straight 1-run victory this Thursday night to move 18 games over 500, the first time since the 2014 season, the last month, on September 9th. They've won 27 of the last 34 games. They have came from behind in 17 of those wins. And they scored a winning run in the 8th inning or later in 12 of those wins. And the A's were behind 5-1 after 6 innings Wednesday and 10-2 after 6 Tuesday, but came back to win 6-5 and then 13-10 in 10 innings. The A's are 1 game behind Seattle in the race for the 2nd AL wild card spot, and they trail the Astros by 6 games. The importance, what the A's are doing is, it was a stat saying they're the lowest paid team. I've been bragging about that for a couple of months now, that they're the lowest paid team, and they're playing the way that they're playing. The A's and Rockies last played in Oakland in 2015, with the A's winning 2 of 3 games. The clubs last met at Coors Field in 2012, when the A's swept a 3-game series. Now, the Rockies were fortunate 2 weeks ago, and Seattle came to Coors Field for 3 games, and Mariners DH Nelly Cruz didn't play in the expansive Coors Field outfield. Cruz has sustained a calf strain playing the outfield, and the Mariners didn't want to run that risk that time when he was hurt. But the A's DH Chris Davis, who has hit 6 homers in the past 5 games, has 27 homers and 78 RBIs this year. He's going to play at left tonight, so that's something to look at. And Chris Davis doesn't have a good arm at left. I mean, I've known that in the Milwaukee Brewer days when he was over there. He's 4-for-15 with 1 homer and 4 RBIs in 5 games. 3 starts at Coors Field while playing for Milwaukee. So, I mean, he's been here. Now, Oakland A's is going to have Sean Manea out there. It's 9-6 with a 3.38 ERA. He's going to face the Rockies for the first time tonight. The A's are 13-8 and starts by Manea, who was 4-0 with a 3.09 ERA in his past 9 starts, 7 of which the A's have won. During that stretch, Manea has limited opposing hitters to a 2.14 average and a 0.618 OPS. Kyle Freeland's on the other side. He's trying to rebound after, you know, not really a good start last time. He's 8-3 though. He's 8-6 all year. 3.28 ERA. He's 8-3 with 2.77 in his past 16 starts. 2-0 and with a 2.55 ERA in his past 7 starts. Freeland has not made it to a 6th inning in his past 3 starts. No decisions for Kyle Freeland. All resulted in Rocky wins, though, in outings in which his ERA was a combined 3.52. And he has never faced the A's, so this is brand new. Do you want to take the under? I'm thinking of saying, okay, take the under. It's 11.5. And this respectable one, because it is the Rockies. Every game they play, it's 11.5, because you know how their offense operates. And Oakland A's has been hot. The winning streak has improved their road records to 35-21, which is really good. Rockies won 8 of their past 10 games and 16 of their past 21. They moved 2 games behind the Dodgers, who do lead the NL West, and 1 game behind Atlanta in the race for the 2nd National League wild card spot. The series with the A's will complete a 5-game homestand for the Rockies, who are 24-24 at home after winning 9 of their past 11 games at home, and just split a 2-game series with the defending champions, the Astros. Very good series to watch there, too. Very good series. Yeah, loved it. I did enjoy that. Teams were tied at 2-2 after 9 innings. Tuesday, Charlie Blackman let a leadoff single get by him. Two base error to start the 10th, and that was when the Astros went for 6 runs. I had the under 10, and the Astros won 8-2. Messed everything up. But with one out in the ninth Wednesday, he hit the first walk-off homer of his career, which gave the Rockies 3-2 win. And that's just what you love about baseball. You get the walk-offs. Always amazing to see. And J.D. is on base. Not a home run. Every time I say J.D. Martinez, I mean, he's just seeing the ball so well. And that's just amazing. But this is going to be a great series to watch. 8:40 is the start time tonight. You will see them tomorrow at 8:10. It's one of those games I watched. They already have over-under at 12. So it's kind of telling you, like, okay, if this game don't go over, I think this one will, when you will see Mr. Brett Anderson and Antonio Senzatella, who both have high ERAs, and Brett Anderson has a high whip of 1.72. So it's like one of those sexy, us going to go over 12. It's one of those things going on there. And then on Sunday, you will see Frankie Montas and German Marquez. So I think Oakland can take 2 out of 3. I think Oakland can win tonight, but I am going to take the under tonight. Now, tomorrow might be a different story. And if this goes over tonight, you're definitely going to take the over. That's just a no-brainer tomorrow. If this goes over tonight, take the over tomorrow. I'm telling you.
Do it.
Now, I'm watching the Red Sox, if you just tuned in. And 949-270-5945, we get to whatever you want to talk about. Just stick with baseball, stick with the NBA. And, hey, if you want to get to the football, we can talk NFL. Because this training camp, you guys don't know how I feel about certain things, contract extensions and all of this, and holdouts. I gladly love to converse with you. But can the Twins slow down Chris Sale? And I'm indicating that they're going to go pitch for pitch. Like, I like Lance Lynn. It's going to be hard for him, though. I think if you – and I already put – well, I would have put Boston, but the money line, I'm not going to do it. So I took the under. But they're going to – he's used to the Twins because, you know, Chris Sale was with the White Sox. It would be hard for the Red Sox to ask Chris Sale to do anything more than he has for the team this year, especially just during the last month. I mean, what, he's 5-0? So that's 5 starts. His ERA is under 1, unless he gets out of that first inning. Good job. He's going to try to end Boston's first 2-game losing streak more than a month. Going to face the Minnesota Twins, the second game of this 4-game series. And so now, still scoreless, going to the top of the second. Red Sox haven't lost 3 in a row since April. And then they dropped two straight games on June 19th, 20th at Minnesota. They now lost 2 in a row again. That was when the rain out that wiped out that 5-0 lead in Baltimore in the middle. So that kind of screw things up there. Sale is 11-4 with a 2.13 ERA overall. He's got 1 run in 33 innings of his last 5 starts. 1 run, that's just big. 18 hits, striking out 57, walking only 1 during that span. So that's crazy. He's given up 5 run runs in the last 8 starts. Starting play yesterday, Sale was leading the major league in strikeouts 197. He's already hit the 200 mark. By the way, strikeouts per 9, 13.13. Opponent's batting average is 180. Opponent's OPS is 536. He was leading the ALs, and he's second in the MLB in ERA, and has second in the league in WHIP. Now he's facing Lance Lynn, one of the Twins who has been mentioned as, maybe trade bait for the deadline, which is on the 31st. That's Tuesday. Minnesota's won 4 straight, last night, and seven games behind the Cleveland Indians, who are trying to take over this AL Central bad. But this is the time for Minnesota. This is going to prove a lot to me about Minnesota, because they're a disappointment this year. Like, they should be one of the best teams in the American League. Right now, as we speak, they really should be. They're seven out. If they got off to a tremendous start and put pressure on the Indians, then they would be good. Watching Chris Sale right now is amazing. See what Minnesota do. I believe Miguel Sano is back. I thought I saw that he was back. Let me see. Or is he coming back? He's not in the lineup today. So maybe he's just coming back. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Chris already has three strikeouts, that's why he got his 200th. He struck out the side the first inning. Let you know how he is. Kyle Gibson, he had eight strong innings. I mentioned it earlier. Mitch Garver drove in five runs the Wednesday win in Toronto. I remember I was watching Mitch Garver, and he had the winning hit Thursday. No, Lance Lynn, 7-8, 5-2-3 ERA this year, 1-1 with 1.50 ERA in four career regular season starts against Boston. And two games at Fenway, he's been dominant. So this is another reason why I like the under. Because I don't see Chris Sale giving up a lot of runs, and Lance Lynn, just seeing that, and I had to mention it to you guys, seeing that was just great. And I'm getting a lot of I'm getting a lot of feedback here because, and I'll switch gears. You guys know me. Because I'm in the sports room group on Facebook, and you know, we're talking Detroit Lions. And they figure, why not get this right now? We don't need them. We have receivers. We got a good three wide receivers. Why get four? We got running backs. We can run three wide outs, two running backs. Get 3-1-1. We can do that. Why? I'm not understanding. But anyway, I don't even know the. Let me move on. But anyway, Lance Lynn. He lost the game while pitching twice against the Red Sox for the Cardinals. And that was in the 2013 World Series. So, I mean, he's familiar with Fenway. Now, he did beat the Sox on June 20th in Minneapolis, going five innings without allowing an earned run. Chris Sale is 10-6 with a 4.12 ERA in 27 games, 19 starts against the Twins in his career. He did have no decision. He struck out 11 in six innings on June the 19th when they played. And, you know, the thing about Minnesota, too, and that just reminded me. You want to try to do what you can to get on base. And this team is got speed. They have good speed on their team. So I feel really good about this team, but it's going to be hard to go through Chris Sale. It's going to be really, really hard to go to Chris Sale. And honestly, what he is... That slider is so nasty. You can get the outside corner on that slider and get you to swing right through it. And, you know, some of these Twins hitters, they know him because him being in, oh, my gosh, look at that. You know, she just saw that slider he threw to Adrianza. I mean, he knew it was a strikeout. I mean, that slider, when he can hit that corner, the outside corner, I mean, it makes him so effective. And when he's on, he's on. I mean, crazy stuff. Matt Carpenter got a matchup with the Cubs this weekend. I want to focus a little bit on Matt Carpenter. Just I want to look at some stats, and I want to see if I can dig deep on these stats, because I'm a guy, I try to find this stuff here. I try to get real deep on these stats, and I wish that I can see, like, picture matchup, and it's crazy stuff here, and I know I could probably find it, but I'm not ready to find it right now. And I'm not even going to that. I want to. I'm sorry. I had to pause because, I mean, I'm entertaining this. I'm entertaining this Detroit Lions thing. And I'm telling you, man, I wish Troy was here. Troy was supposed to be here today. But things came up. He told me about an hour and a half ago. I mean, he said he was going to try to make it. So going to be late. See what happens. We can get to what Troy has to say about things, but I've been stressing about this. And he said he don't want Dez on the team. But I think we got good receivers. I think we're good enough. We got a quarterback, got two running backs then we can use. The sky's the limit, could be. I need to find... Okay, here we go. I'm going to see if I can find his... versus a pitcher. Let's see. Who does... He's going against the Cubs. And I want to know if he can get... all he needs is a home run. That's pretty much it. Luke Weaver has a start. This is 8:15. I'm going to see if I can find Luke Weaver here. Because it's not even alphabetical order. I'm trying to see if I can just... Okay, here we go. I got the alphabetical order now. So, man, it's crazy what stats I can pull up. I have my ways, you guys. Luke Weaver... I don't even know the. I don't think he's played Luke Weaver. So he has never went against Luke Weaver. Now he's faced Jared Weaver before. And I need to find out what's the stat line that I'm looking at here. I want to make sure that. Okay, that's the home runs, RBIs, walks. Okay. He's never faced Luke Weaver. So we can scratch that. We'll see if he can get it against Luke Weaver. And maybe we can go deeper on Luke Weaver. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I'm a stats guy, okay? That's me. Okay, let's see. What do they face tomorrow? I think they got an early game tomorrow. Four or five start. Mike Mikolas. Now, I'm sure he's played against him. He's not playing against Weaver. That's still interesting to me. I'm trying to find Mikolas. He's winning against a lot of guys. I don't think he's hit against him. Okay. Well, he has not faced... Okay. I'm tripping here. Mike Montgomery is who he's facing. Okay. I'm looking at his pitcher for his team, not the opponent. All right. Mike Montgomery. Don't mind me. All right. I'm stupid. Mike Montgomery, he has one hit. Yep, one hit against Mike Montgomery. And he has walked. He has not hit a home run. He's batting 143 lifetime against. Tomorrow, he's going to get Jose Quintana. So, Jose Quintana, LMNOPQRS. All right. Quintana, he's hitting 133 against Quintana. I believe that's a couple of walks he got on him. And struck out four times. Yep. So that's not good. Two hits on him. Now he gets Kyle Hendricks on the Sunday night baseball game. That could be an effective game. He do get it. He's seen Kyle Hendricks more than anybody. Well, yeah, pretty much more than anybody. He's 242, and he has 3 home runs against him. So now, it's like, okay, what do you think my answer would be? It's going to be yes. Yes, he gets it, and it will be Sunday night baseball. Now, if he gets it before then, congratulations. Congratulations if he does. So, yes, I'm going to say yes. He gets a home run. No one has hit more home runs against the Cubs than Matt Carpenter will have if he gets one home run. Just one. That's all he needs. So that was a little fun there. I got a little stats on there. Okay. That's great. I love that. I never did that. Never been on here for stats. Pittsburgh just hit a 2-run shot, David Freese, so it's not looking like the under right now. And the Nationals are destroying Miami. After seeing Soto hit a solo blast in the second, you see a sac fly from Bryce Harper, and Scherzer scored on a wild pitch just now. So there you go. And excuse me, looks like you will see Washington win. And as I do like the under in this Boston game. All right, the lefties. There's 4 lefties going out tonight. Kershaw, Bumgarner, Chris Sale, Dallas Keuchel. Now, Chris Sale is out there right now. Now, I'm asking, are you putting your money on all of these lefties tonight? Chris Sale, I would, but Lance Lynn has the experience, has to go ahead. I know he doesn't look good this season, but at least he has what it takes to compete and go pitch for pitch with Chris Sale because he is just so successful at Fenway. So we'll see if Lance Lynn can keep it going. He's doing a great job so far. And let's see. I don't think any other games have started. Dallas Keuchel gets the Texas Rangers. The good thing about Keuchel going against the Rangers is that the Rangers are typically lefty dangerous. I know that lefty heavy, I should say. Mazzara is out on an injury. He has an injury, but Odor is not playing. Now, Senzu Chu is leading off, but he's an effective lefty. Profar's the righty. Andrews, Beltre, Chirinos. Willie Calhoun might be a lefty. But you have the advantage looking at the lineup. And then, of course, you know your lineup, which, by the way, there is no Jose Altuve today. He is taking the day off. You don't see that from Altuve. So I will put money on that. Who else is pitching? Bumgarner. Madison Bumgarner. And I didn't even get to Kershaw. He is pitching right now. Kershaw is going to start against the Atlanta Braves. And he's going to be facing them young guys, Acuña and Ozzie Albies, Freddie Freeman. I should go live to that game, actually. I think that's what I am going to do. I would love to see this. I didn't even think about it until just now. And I am just going to have the LA Dodgers broadcast up, even though I can't hear anything. But I love their broadcasting crew. I mean, even post, I almost couldn't even remember his name. Okay. So, yeah, it's interesting. I would still, because it's cheap. It's a cheap price for Kershaw to win. Very cheap price, so. If you want to go ahead and put money on this cheap price, it's not an underdog. And, of course, Bumgarner. Oh, let me tell you about the Giants last night. It's not on the show. But I was watching the Giants last night, and I'm just a little upset at what transpired. They left a lot of runners on base. That base is loaded early on. Hunter Pence, double play. He doesn't even get the RBI for the run scored. I mean, Hunter Pence is just god-awful. This game is at 10:15. So, I mean, I got a few 10 o'clock games. Let's see. Where would I go with these games? These are interesting games here, and course, you know, I watched the Giants game. I was tuned in to it because that was the only late game at 10. Seattle and the Angels. I think Seattle can win this game, but I would go them to cover. They can cover. Plus 1.5, I would do it. Arizona and San Diego. I think Arizona will win this game. I think Arizona will win this game. So I will take Arizona to win. I would take Seattle to cover. And I would take San Francisco to win. So the only underdog I like in this is Seattle. And then I like the two favorites. So that's where I would go for the game tonight. If I can get to it. If I can get to it, yeah. But what do I know? I hope you guys don't, if you guys listen to me, and I hope I've won you guys some money. If not, I'm sorry. But, oh, gosh, Eugenio Suarez. I went to the Cincinnati Reds. I'm not watching, I'm keeping an update on it. Eugenio Suarez just hit a home run. He has 24. Oh, I'm missing. Just say if the Tigers kept Suarez, kept J.D. Martinez. I mean, they were so sold on Iglesias, who was very good of a defensive shortstop, and it was good to see him get a home run, I believe. Was it yesterday? Did he get a home run yesterday? I believe so. I didn't even look at the home run. No, we had the day off yesterday. Wednesday, yes. It was Wednesday because we scored 8 runs, and I was like, okay. Iglesias hit a home run, first pitch too. That was tremendous to do it at Kauffman Stadium because, you know, that's not a home run ballpark. And, yeah, the Kansas City Yankees game is postponed, like I said. The Orioles is not going to be postponed. I can tell you that. I told you, you got to look at the weather report. Get your stuff. But Cincinnati Reds, I want to know, and I remember coming into this year, I was just so happy. I was very happy at the Reds. Because I feel like they can be very good. And this is one of those teams where I was so upset they got off to a bad start. Because I felt like they can compete in this division this year. And I felt like Pittsburgh would be last in the division. Cincinnati's last in the division right now. Power this team has. Unfortunately, they can't pitch. And that's what sucks. Brian Price, that was their manager. They put Jim Riggleman in, and he's 42-43. He's average right now. He would probably have been average if he was here the whole season instead of missing the 18 games of managing for the team. But Scooter Gennett, dangerous hitter. Unfortunately, Schebler is hurt. Billy Hamilton's not even doing Billy Hamilton things. Adam Duvall's not hitting, but Suarez, that's your future. He's 26. This is a young team, by the way. I must say, Joey Votto's your veteran. He's been part of this team for a while, and he ain't hitting for power. It's 50 RBIs. He's 283 average. If he can get you what the home runs he got last year, how many home runs Joey Votto had last year? Last year, Joey Votto had 36 home runs. If this team did what they did last year, if they presented that this year, and they were 68 and 94, they're going to be better than that this year. I will only hope that they're better than that. Suarez is the only one. I mean, Duvall is 15. Schebler is hurt, so he's at 12. Votto is not even close at 36. I mean, Barnhart's showing power. They got some injuries. And then the pitching staff, they just got to get better. That's all. Castillo was way better last year. Sal Romano, I think, had himself a good start last start. The bullpen is actually pretty good. The starting pitching just isn't. I mean, if they want to go ahead and just get some starting pitching, I mean, go ahead. If they get starting pitching, if they get three quality starters, then you're probably talking, okay, this team could be in the playoffs. I've never been to Great American Ballpark, and I want to go there one day. And I know Cincinnati is not that far. I mean, I done rode to Dayton before. and it was right there. I mean, Cincinnati, all I'll do is take the turnpike there. The Phillies, too. The Phillies are ahead in this division because the Nationals are bad. The Nationals are winning right now, and they should win today. The Phillies have tremendous hitters. And I say it because Rhys Hoskins, like, I was so hyped up about him last year. Very hyped up about him last year. And I just got so into this Specs Howard commercial. I'm telling you, I love it. But, you know, I wish I was a part of this commercial. It would have been great. But anyway, they have tremendous power here. Hoskins, Santana, Franco. Odubel Herrera is hitting for power. He's getting that average going up. Carlos Santana's not even hitting for average. That's the scary part. Santana can hit for average if he wants to. I don't know what's going on with him, but he needs to get himself going. He really does. But, and just word is in that Troy's not going to make it to the show. Sucks, but he's not going to make it. But this is a fun team to watch, the Phillies. Aaron Nola, he's a stud. Jake Arrieta, them getting him, it felt like, okay, what is he doing? He's wasting his time. And I was wrong. If they can make the playoffs, they can win this division. Jake Arrieta, I will apologize to you. I will mention you, whatever you have, I will apologize to you, saying you wasted your time. But you did the right thing by going here. And I know the Cubs are still one of the teams I say is the favorite right now. Right now, they're still the favorite to me. Right on Vegas, thinks Dodgers are your favorites. Just because of Machado. They should win the division anyway. They should have won it anyway. They, even without Machado, they should be up. And it's amazing what I'm seeing. This stat that I'm watching with the Dodgers and the Braves here, the Fountain of Youth, as they want to call it. Matt Kemp, this year, is 313 average. And he has about the same numbers as last year. And the same with Nick Markakis. His average is up. His home runs are up. I mean, it's just great to see, you know, the veterans, you know, play very well. And both teams are winning, going their winning ways. I mean, no one expected the Braves to do what they're doing either right now, 54-45. And I've said it. This is a team that I'm going to be watching all year, the Braves. I've said it in preseason, my spring train talk and everything. I said the Braves will be one of those teams because they have the best farm system. So, you know, it's only right that occurred. But I'm telling you, the Phillies have been fun to watch. Say this, 949-270-5945. Sorry, I haven't been giving you the numbers. The Rockets get Clint Capella back. I'm happy that they did it. Very happy that they did it. Because this is what the Rockets needed. I said it. They have to get Clint Capella. It's a 5-year, $90 million extension. Adrian Wojnarowski mentioned that. The Rockets got an offseason win today, reaching an agreement with their starting. It was a drawn-out, frustrating process, but they made it work. He's 24 years old. He's going to hit his prime years. You know, we saw, you know, you figured, okay, you thought LeBron was going to go there. The Rockets unlocked up Chris Paul. They seen Trevor Ariza go to the Suns, which is going to be a very fun team to watch. I'm already telling you that. I'm telling you that the Suns are going to be fun to watch. And I'm going to sell you that when October comes. Maybe even September, because I'm going to look at the team when 2K come out. That might be my 2K team. That's going to be a team I would hate to face in my team as well. With my domination, I'm going to hate to face that team. I'm telling you. Now, no reason Bob Mote plays significant roles in the Houston's top 10 defense. They were switch heavy. Switchheavy Dominic. They do know what Capella gives them. You know, he's one of the elite two-way centers in the NBA. You know, fresh off his best year, 14 points a game, 65% shooting, had 11 rebounds, had 2 blocks a game. Very good rim runner. CP3 and James Harden, especially pick and rolls, is amazing. He's capable of both protecting the basket and sliding his feet along the perimeter defensively. And that's what I said they needed. Be making less on his suspension than Rudy Gobert, Steven Adams. Hey, even Zach LaVine. Great value. He has great value, man. I like it for the Rockets, though. I think they put themselves in top three. And just in whenever Melo, you know, I've seen Melo work out. If this is the Melo we're going to get, this could be a big four. This could be a team that can surpass the Warriors and then beat a team of the West and then see what LeBron James and the Lakers can do. We just got to see. But like I say, I don't trust James Harden. I don't trust Chris Paul. And you might want to add Carmelo to the mix. Now, Melo was very good. He just ran into Kobe the year that the Lakers went, and it was Lakers and the Nuggets. Because I don't trust James Harden. Don't trust Chris Paul. Chris Paul just can't stay healthy. That's my only issue. He ain't going to be healthy by the Western Conference Finals. He's not. He's really not. So, like I said, it's a good move for the Rockets. We'll see how they do. I'm doing 2K simulation. You already know it. Game of 2K comes out in, like, 40 days, I believe. Something close to it. So, yeah. One more thing that I will discuss. Well, two more because I got to go through the weekend matchups. Delanie Walker got an extension for the Titans. I'm very excited for that. I'm happy for him. People don't know this about Delanie Walker. He is the best tight end to get in your fantasy league. He's been in the top five the last 3 years in fantasy football. And for those that don't know, you make sure you draft him in your fantasy league. That's a steal for me. I'm saying that for you. I got y'all. I won't do y'all dirty. I won't. I'm thinking about drafting the fantasy league. All right, so here we go. I'm just going to go through the weekend matchups, the pitching matchups that I like. Stroman and Renato Lopez. Hey, I just like both pitchers. They play 8 o'clock. Toronto's the favorite. We'll see what happens with that. The Astros and the Rangers, like I said, Keiko, but he's going against Gallardo. This is an 8-10 start. Be something to watch. Cubs and St. Louis, be fun to watch. All these games tonight be fun. I would love to watch Zach Greinke. He's pitching. That's why I picked him to win. And Madison Bumgarner, I think I picked that. And it's cheap. San Francisco's cheap tonight. -125, that's cheap. The Angels are cheap too, but I'm going to go ahead and take Seattle. I'm taking Seattle, Wade LeBlanc, Andrew Haney. Let's have some fun. Tomorrow, Kansas City and the Yankees will be playing tomorrow. There will be a game tomorrow at 1, and you will see a game at 7:05 as well. Not sure how the weather would be. I'm not looking right now. Like I said, the Cubs and the St. Louis matchup is fun to watch. The Indians have Clevinger. They will have Kluber on Sunday. That's going to be something to watch. Velasquez and Matt Harvey tomorrow might go over. Because I think the game tonight is going to go over. It's already at 3. The Phillies and the Reds look like they're going to get some offense going. Tampa Bay and Baltimore at 7:05. We don't have the pitching matchup for that yet. DeGrom and Williams will be going at it tomorrow at 7:05. Alex Wood and, is that Max? I think Max Fry, yep. Max Fried, I'm sorry. Joe Gonzalez, Richards going at it. Let's see, Odorizzi and Ricky P. Should be a good one. I like Odorizzi. JV gets to start against Texas. Houston has just been heavy favorites there. for the weekend, Chacin against Cueto would be a very good matchup at 9:05. Is this Cueto's return? I don't remember Cueto starting. It's been a while, right? King Felix gets to start tomorrow. The All-Star game is tomorrow as well in the WNBA. I told you guys I'm excited for it. Should I bet on it? Should I just bet the over? Just get over it. Jose Berrios, Nathan Eovaldi. So I'm looking forward to that matchup at 1 o'clock. J.A. Happ gets his first start as a Yankee. Should be fun. It's Kansas City. We'll see what how he does. Corey Kluber against Jordan Zimmerman. That might be a game to take under. If it's at 9, 9.5, I think I might take that under. There's a base hit, and one of Marquez is going to score. No, he goes to third, and Jingles will be base hit. Luis Castillo going at it against Eflin. Let's see. What else am I going to watch? Those are some good 1 o'clock starts. I'll watch Kyle Hendricks again. I just want to see if he can get that home run, depending on that. Showtime will be at 7 o'clock. There is the Phillies and the Red Sox at 7:10. So that's one of the games I'll be looking at. A lot of 10 o'clock games. 4 10 o'clock games. Interesting 10 o'clock games as well. Now we'll talk about that. Talk about the weekend and baseball and whatever happens in the world of sports. Irvin Santana will get to start against Cleveland at 8:10. I will hype that up a little bit more. And you guys enjoy your weekend. This was fun to talk to you about baseball and even about the NBA, and they get Nick Markakis, who went, so that was just a smart decision by the Dodgers, but they do have runners at second and third. See you guys on Monday, 7 o'clock, same time. Enjoy your weekend. I know I will.